This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Fiona, how are you and your local community?
We're still pretty much in shock and are fairly numb, but also the reality of this morning of waking up to this has really happened and the community is sort of reeling.
You set up a vigil in your church. Can you describe it for us?
So what we just did, we thought yesterday, because we wanted to do something, but also because the local community couldn't gather at the school because the emergency services needed access and needed people to be away from the scene, we just thought people needed somewhere to gather. And so we just wanted to open up the church, and we just offered it as a safe space where you could come, you could talk, you could sit in silence, you could be with others, you could share your story, you could light a candle, you could offer a prayer, and myself and local members of the church community would be there to support you or to just offer the space, whatever people needed. Some people just needed to come in, light a candle and disappear again, whereas families who were part of the school and who were there just needed to come and tell their story.
Wow. So you have had families from the school come to the church and you guys have been there for them.
Absolutely, yes, which has just been amazing, an honour, but also to hold those sacred stories as children told their experiences, as parents told their experiences.
Parents and children who were there, Fiona?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. And they, at that point, were actually able to talk about it?
Well, yes. So that, you know, it was still very disjointed stories, but they needed to tell it because I think it was part of making it real, or trying to hope, or for some, hoping it would go away. You know, someone would say, no, this is not real, you know, a whole mixture of things. But yes. Yeah, you know, for children just go, oh, this is what I saw, this is what I did. And then the teachers told me, you know, it's our job, so go away. And, you know, how that felt for them. And we understand what the teachers were doing, but for children who were just trying to help their friends, or their children who had the last conversation another child ever had with them, you don't expect children of that age to ever have those experiences.
No.
And they needed to tell their story because their parents were going, we don't know what to do.
So
we don't know how to help them.
You were helping them to process and to carry some of the burden.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, because, you know, things like counselling and that couldn't be set up till today because those things take time to set into place. So we were just really the debriefing ground or the gathering ground where it was safe and, you know, getting hugs of thank you afterwards. It's just a huge gift. And to realise, yes, what we've done is the right thing for this community.
Do you feel, Fiona, that you and your church community can offer any particular hope, any particular sort of support ongoing to the family, to the kids affected by this?
The main thing we can provide a hope at the moment is that they are not alone. And for us to say, you know, for us as Christians, God is always there. But if they don't recognise God, or, you know, that's okay, we're here. We can be with you. You are not alone. You have done the right thing. You have done the best you can, and we will be with you, and we will hug you, and we will support you, and we will listen to you.
It may be too early for you to even know the answer to this, but how do you think what happened yesterday will affect Christmas in Davenport?
Oh, hugely. Because for some of the parents yesterday at the school, they were taking that as their last chance to go and do gift shopping for their children because, you know, children were busy, and now those gifts will never be taken out of the car or opened for some of them.
Heartbreaking.
Absolutely.
How long will the vigil continue?
Today at this stage, but we will see what people need because the schools now, they can access the front of the school, so, and other churches are also offering up spaces today. So yeah, we'll just see what the community wants and respond to that need as we can.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.